The time for healing, for which President Barack Obama hopes, has yet to arrive in Ferguson. Interrupting a vacation, the president returned to the White House Monday and met with Attorney General Eric Holder, the man spearheading the administration's efforts to independently investigate the shooting of a young unarmed black man by a white police officer. At a briefing, the president called for understanding.
To a community in Ferguson that is rightly hurting and looking for answers, let me call once again for us to seek some understanding rather than simply holler at each other. Let's seek to heal rather than to wound each other. As Americans, we've got to use this moment to seek out our shared humanity that's been laid bare by this moment.
In a bid to find the truth, the family of the 18-year-old victim requested a preliminary autopsy.
He was shot at least six times.
And another autopsy by a federal medical examiner has been ordered by Attorney General Holder as part of an administration effort to shed light on the truth and restore calm. For Mr. Obama, it's a personal issue. Following the 2012 killing of Trayvon Martin, another unarmed black teenager shot in a racially charged incident, the president spoke of how he sees race relations in his country.
There are very few African-American men in this country who haven't had the experience of being followed when they were shopping in a department store. That includes me. There are very few African-American men who haven't had the experience of walking across the street and hearing the locks click on the doors of cars. That happens to me, at least before I was a senator.
With infant mortality and incarceration rates higher and income and education levels lower than non-blacks, Professor Greg Carr, head of Afro-American Studies at Howard University, says there hasn't been any real fundamental change in race relations in the U.S.
Regardless of the color of the occupant of the Oval Office, certainly with President Obama in office and Attorney General Eric Holder, there perhaps is an expectation that there may be more swift action taken to resolve some of these issues, or to at least to try to deal with some of the issues in real time. However, that expectation is tenuous, because after all, we understand that Barack Obama is not the president of Black America, as he frequently reminds us. He's the president of the United States of America.
President Obama announced he's sending the Attorney General to Ferguson to meet with investigators who are carrying out the independent federal probe that's underway. The president says he hopes the truth will be eventually what brings peace to Ferguson.
Thank you very much, everybody.
And allows the country to move beyond this bout of racial tensions. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.